Hi, this is James, and welcome to a new episode of DUMQ.
DUMQ is a podcast where we discuss enterprise messaging and interview IBM MQ experts to share their insights and knowledge on the vital role of message queuing in today's world.
Today, we have Sashi, an advisory software engineer for MQ. Hi Sashi, thank you very much for joining us today. I hope you feel extremely welcome onto this podcast. Our topic today is all about MFTs and their role in our world. To start us off, what is IBM MQ MFT?
Okay, thank you, James. It's nice talking to you. Thank you for welcoming me on this podcast. So MFT generally means move your files across the network in a centrally administered method. Basically, what that means is you sit at one console and configure transfers across the network from anywhere to anywhere. And you track the movement of those files from beginning to the end and record the state of transfers, whether the transfers are started or in progress or completed with success, or they failed for any reason. Now, keep all these state of the transfers in a storage, for example, a file or a file system, or a database like DB2 or Oracle for audit purposes at a later point of time. So you can go back and check, okay, what happened to this file on a particular day? Did it transfer or not? So that's the general meaning of MFT. So when it comes to MQ MFT, it is a product in the IBM MQ family that provides these capabilities. Basically, centrally configure, track the movement of files, and store the transfer states in a storage. So MQ MFT allows you to transfer files between systems in a managed and auditable way, regardless of the size or the operating system. So you can transfer files of few terabytes. It doesn't matter. The file can be of any size. You can transfer file from Windows box to a ZOS. So basically you take a flat file, which is in the ASCII encoding, and you can turn it into a EBCDIC encoding on a ZOS. And the conversion of a file from ASCII to EBCDIC is automatically done by MFT for you. So because of these capabilities, MFT can be used to build a customized and scalable and automated solution that enables you to move your files from anywhere to anywhere in the network. So it is built on top of IBM MQ. So as you may be knowing, MQ is a trusted messaging product in the industry. So it exploits the capabilities of MQ to move files securely and on the MQ network. So one of the key points of MFT is that it is built on top of MQ, as I said earlier. You can use the same network to move messages and files. So basically, you are reducing your cost of infrastructure, the cost of maintaining that network, etc. So basically, the cost of maintenance is reduced. Basically, you are doing some savings on the your infrastructure. So that is MQ MFT for you.
That sounds like a great opening statement. For any users looking to get into using MFT, what would the prerequisites be?
Okay, so the only prerequisite for MFT is IBM MQ. So IBM MQ must be installed somewhere on your network. It may be on the same machine as your MFT is installed, or it can be on anywhere, but MFT should be able to reach that. So the MFT requires at least one MQQ manager to move files. So depending on your volumes of transfers, so you may need to have more queue managers to move the files. So in summary, the basic requirement is that you need to have MQ installed somewhere on your network. Okay.
Okay. Brilliant. So to cater for new users and already existing users, what would you say are the most important components of MFT?
Okay, so that's a really good question, James. So there are majorly three components in MFT. So, and they are agents, and the tooling, and the logger. So agent is basically the workhorse of MFT. So that is the component that is responsible for moving files. So as a minimum, you have to have two agents to move files from one point to another point in the network. So one file at the source and one agent at the source and one agent at the destination. So the source agent would read the files, file data in small chunks and send those chunks over MQ network to the destination. And the destination agent would then write that data to the file system. So that is basically the agent for you. So agent is responsible for moving files. The second component of MFT is the tooling. So the agent component are basically a set of Java processes. So they are kind of daemon processes. So they need to be told to do some work, right? So work like do some file transfers. So the tooling component helps in doing that. So the tooling component is a bunch of commands and a GUI that lets you administer MFT, for example, initiate transfers, create a way to automatically initiate transfers whenever an event occurs, and also list status of file transfers, list status of your agents, et cetera, et cetera. So there is a GUI also available for the tooling component, which is basically the MQ Explorer. So this MQ Explorer has a plugin for MFT that shows you status of agents, status of your transfers. It allows you to create new transfers, schedule some transfers to run at a particular time in a day or in a week, etc. The third component in MFT is the logger, right? So as I said earlier, a managed file transfer means you need to have a way to store the states of transfers in a storage, long-term storage like database. So the logger component does this job. It basically collects transfer statistics and writes to a file system or a database like DB2 or Oracle. So these are the three components of MFT.
So I was hoping we could move on to some use cases with MFT. I'm sure the listeners, as well as myself, will be interested to hear how it is used in a business sense. I was wondering if you had any for us today.
Yes. So MFT can be used in anywhere where there's a requirement to move files, right? So you want to move files from your central data center to your, for example, in case of a retail store chain where you want to send your files of daily pricing list from your data center to all these stores spread across the country, right? So you can initiate transfer of files at the, in the morning so that those files can sent across to the stores automatically in the morning, and then the pricing list gets updated. So this is one use case. There are other cases like, in the banking and insurance sector where the documents submitted by the customers, for example, their address proof or their identity proof, all these documents can be moved to different departments in the industry to process their applications and approvals. The other industry that I can think of where MFT can be used is the automotive industry, for example, manufacturing of cars and airplanes and whatnot. So here, the large design documents, for example, containing the structure of the car chassis or something like that. So you can use MFT to move these large files from the design department to the assembly floor where they can be used to assemble the cars or whatever. The other industry where MFT can be used, MQ MFT, is the aviation, where there are large systems which are legacy, which are basically split out files as their output. So if you want to integrate those systems with your messaging backbone, you can use MFT to move those files and push those files as messages into an IBM MQ messaging backbone so that these messages can be processed by applications like App Connect or any other custom application that you can develop. So these are the few use cases where MFT can be used, but pretty much wherever there is a requirement to move files, MFT can be used.
So we've had the use cases with retail store chains and movement of identification documentations in banks. I suppose the deeper question is, how can MFT be integrated with your current or developing business partners and their products?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. So one of the key requirements for any product is, how does a product integrate with other products or of same organization or a different organization, so that one can build a robust solution. So MFT has integration capabilities wherein it can integrate with products used by other organizations. For example, if you want to move files to a company which doesn't use MFT, so you can use FTP or SFTP servers. So MQ MFT has an integration with SFTP servers wherein you can move files from your organization to an SFTP server hosted by your business partners. And from that SFTP server, your business partner can pull files. And in case if they want to send you any files, they can simply put their files on that SFTP server, and MFT can simply pull those files and bring it to their own network. That's one integration capability of SFTP server with MFT. And it's the most commonly used function of MFT, because there are still a large number of organizations that have implemented SFTP servers over the few years, and they just don't want to throw it off. So that's one capability of MFT. The other way to integrate with your business partner is through data power boxes. So, data power is basically a product that sits in the demilitarized zone where you and your business partner can exchange information seamlessly. So MFT can integrate with data power, wherein it can send files from one end and turn them as MQ messages and send it across to DB data power, which then pushes those data into your business partner. So that's another integration capability of MFT. And the other one is, of course, integrate with MQ applications itself. So MQ applications basically understand messages, right? So what can be done is, if you have an application that generates files and you want to push those files into an MQ network so that it can be processed by an application that knows only to process messages. So MFT can take the files and convert them as messages and push into an MQ queue from where it can be processed further. So that's another integration capability of MQ, MFT. And it also has the capability to integrate with something known as Sterling Connect Direct. So Sterling is another IBM product which does file transfers. So it has a built-in integration with Connect Direct Bridge. So you can push files from MFT network into a Sterling Connect network and vice versa. So these are the few integration capabilities using which you can push files from your end to your business partner and receive files from your business partner.
Sashi, thank you very much for coming on to the podcast today to talk about an extremely interesting topic in MFT. I'm sure we've only scratched the surface with it, and I'm really looking forward to having you on again. Thank you for listening, and look out for more podcasts on our website, doumq.com.
Feel free to have a listen to more of our podcasts on our website, and we hope to have you as a listener again soon.